This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, we start out hour two.
My name is Lee Elson, filling in for the one and only Wayne Allen Root, who is down in Florida. Be back tomorrow, sitting in his ultra luxurious chair in his home studios in Las Vegas, Nevada. Again, you can email me, you can call in, whatever you'd like. We try to, you know, kind of commute with the people as best we can. I'm going through a bunch of emails tonight. A lot of folks are weighing in. Someone just sent me, Jason just sent me this funny video. Joe Biden's giving a speech in Iowa. Obviously, he's outside because a bird went on his shoulder. So a bird just blanked on Biden while he was talking about inflation in Iowa. So inflation hit a record 8.5% today, and a bird let him know exactly where he stood.
Hey, Lee, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
God forgive me for this one, but was it back and to the left?
It was.
Being that I'm in Dallas, why would I use that joke?
I don't know.
Parkland Hospital over my shoulder.
No, he didn't spit on him. He just... on him.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what I'm saying. No. Now, was there like another pigeon on the grassy knoll?
I don't know. I have to find
that
out. We have to roll cameras.
Did it come from the Texas school book, roost? Yeah.
Now, pigeons, they're... Well, we shouldn't get into this.
No, hold on.
They go to the bath. It's white, right? Pigeons are white, too? Okay.
Yeah.
The seagulls are
racist.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was a pigeon or a seagull. But it could have been a seagull. It's Iowa.
You know what? And I hate to alienate the rest of the country, but as you know, I used to live in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You know, you've been to New York a few times, I've heard.
I've lived in New York.
Yeah,
yes.
Wayne originally from there. Yeah. There's nothing worse, and Wayne would probably agree with me. If you ever go down to, like, the Battery City Park or the Lincoln Center, you know, with the pigeon, or Central Park's the absolute worst. This is why I see why the city always says never feed the pigeons, because, and I'm going to try to do this, is it looks like February and July, if you will, in New York.
Oh, it's pretty bad. It can be bad.
You can have a white 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put it that way. How about that?
That's a good point, yeah.
So, hey, I was going to ask you, what's your reaction, I mean, the human reaction to what happened this morning?
I'm confused by it, to be honest with you, Chris. I don't understand. Listen, as I said in the opening, I'm not wishing anybody mortal harm. I don't understand how 13 people can get shot in close proximity and nobody fatally. So, I mean, was the guy just trying to make a point, shooting people in the legs and the arms? I don't know. I don't know the details about that. And then, you know, I've been in a subway a million times. I'm sure you have as well.
Yeah.
But to be able to make a clean getaway in that kind of an outfit, I don't get it.
Well, you heard what happened there. At the subway station, I guess the cameras were dead.
Oh, see, I didn't know
they were malfunctioning. Just they weren't functioning today, all days.
Sure.
So, you know, I guess the newest report is 28 injured. Thankfully, so far as of press time, no fatalities. Thank God. That's the most important thing.
But there's something peculiar about that. I mean, not that I'm saying, again, I want to make sure everybody understands this. I'm not stressing that, but it seems like if you're firing away at close proximity, people on a subway, I mean, I guess it's God's hand, man, that nobody got killed. But I'd like to know when they finally catch this guy, and they will, like to know what his motives are.
Well, they got now they're looking at U-Haul records. And by the way, no reflection on U-Haul. Don't anybody harass U-Haul. They had any idea this was going to happen. But, you know, my whole thing is, you know, when you hear the story evolve, and I'm not pointing to any one group. That's not my thing, at least on air. But it felt a lot like Paris 2015. the way this laid out. Thankfully, not the same result. Yeah. But, you know, smoke screens, you know, reported incendiary devices. It's right. just, I don't know, man. I mean, this is just, was this just a random nut job? You know, just looking for attention. Because in a subway, Lee, if you have that kind of fire, and I hate to say it, you're not going to miss to do the job. You're not.
Actually, the New York Police Department is giving a brief update on this. Let's listen to
punch
this.
That through.
10 people were shot. 7 males, 3 females, and they were removed to area hospitals. An additional 13 people suffered injuries related to smoke inhalation, falling down, or a panic attack. The information I'm about to give you is preliminary, and it's subject to change right now. As that N train was between stations 59th Street and the 36th Street stations, seated in the second car in the rear corner was a dark-skinned male. Various descriptions of his height are given. He is heavy set, wearing an orange-green nylon-type construction vest. He also had on a gray hoodie, a surgical mask, and a neon-green construction helmet. As the train approached the 36th Street station, witnesses state the male opened up 2 smoke grenades, tossed them on the subway floor, brandishes a Glock 9mm handgun. He then fired that weapon at least 33 times, striking 10 people. The male then fled the scene, and detectives are actively trying to determine his whereabouts. Recovered at that scene was a Glock 17 9mm handgun, 3 extended Glock-type magazines. One was still in the weapon, one under a seat, and one in a backpack. We had 33 discharged shell casings, 15 bullets, 5 bullet fragments, 2 detonated smoke grenades, 2 non-detonated smoke grenades, a hatchet, a black garbage can, a black milk-type style rolling cart, the gasoline, and a U-Haul key. The U-Haul key at the scene led us to the recovery of a U-Haul van a short while ago in Brooklyn. The male, who we believe is the renter of this U-Haul in Philadelphia, is a Frank R. James, male, 62 years old, with addresses in Wisconsin and Philadelphia. We are endeavoring to locate him to determine his connection to the subway shooting, if any. The 2 crime scenes, the subway and the van, are very active and are still being processed. We are asking for anyone's help with information, cell phone video, witness information, or any, if they can identify the perpetrator or the renter of this vehicle, to call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-577-TIPS. There is a $50,000 reward out right now. $25,000 from the New York City Police Foundation, $12,500 from the MTA, and $12,500 from the TWA Local 100. I just want to assure everyone that we in the NYPD have all our resources working this, along with our partners in the FBI and the ATF, to find this perpetrator. With that, I'd like to turn it over to Mike Driscoll.
We're going to go back to the mayor.
We're going to stay here. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. We'll stay as long as we can as the mayor is approaching the podium.
We're ready for you.
Actually, the mayor is on location from TV, but we're going to listen.
Commissioner and Chief, as we indicated, today was a difficult day for New York. And days like these are playing out too often in cities across America. As mentioned this morning, we witnessed an act of violence and evil in the heart of Brooklyn, where a shooter attacked a subway car full of innocent people at the 36th Street station. We saw a quiet Tuesday morning turn the M train into the war zone as a smoke bomb was detonated and multiple shots rang out. We witnessed 20 individuals have been injured so far, as it was mentioned. And thanks to the quick thinking of the MTA crew the bravery and cooperation of
passion. So we're hearing the mayor.
Yeah, I'm going to come in because the mayor, you can barely hear him. He's on some television.
Yeah.
And he already got some of the, it looks like he got some of the facts wrong already in his first 30 seconds. But anyway, that was the rundown of what happened today.
Yeah, by the way, he's on TV because I know a lot of people have already forgotten he has COVID. So he has to be isolated. Right. So, you know, I want to say this, and I don't mean to take up your time here, but, you know, and I always like to call myself an adopted New Yorker because that place is near and dear to my heart, always will be. You know, when I heard Governor Hochul this morning, you know, we have an active, you know, situation. People are hurt. People are going through people are going through a trauma right now, and this governor gets on there in front of the podium for about 7 minutes, 13 seconds, goes on about gun control. Honey, now's not the time. Let's get this suspect into custody, then we'll worry about that little discussion. I mean, it really upset me. It's like, do you really even care about the citizens who just got shot?
I think this is the same mayor, too, by the way, that also said that if you have a gun and you don't actually use it in a crime, but you're caught committing a crime, you don't, you know, pay the price for having the gun on you. So maybe this is you reap what you sow kind of a scenario with this. Anyway, we'll follow this as best we can. If something else telling happens, we'll bring it to you as soon as we can. Again, thank you for that audio. I think it was interesting. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Bottom of the hour, we'll chat with one of our friends from the Heritage Foundation, Brent Sadler. Good stuff. He's a Navy guy, and we'll talk about the military and how the military is coming apart at the seams. You're going to be scared to hear what he has to say. That's coming up in just a bit. I'll be right back. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water project? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
How does Balance of Nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the show. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of the show, though, and as all of you understand, gold and silver and precious metals and rare coins are the answer to terrible inflation. They are the answer. They are the antidote to terrible inflation. I mean, there's no proof, there's no evidence, there's no fact that past performance equals future performance, but throughout history, gold and silver have been the one antidote, along with real estate, hard assets, to terrible inflation, and we now have awful inflation, like Zimbabwe inflation. So protect yourself and your family. My friends at Tangible guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com, or call 800-300-8441, toll-free 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years' experience and billions of dollars in transactions. They guarantee you the best prices in the country and excellent customer service, the best in the country. When you say war, Wayne Allen Root, you will get the VIP red carpet treatment. 800-300-8441.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Listen, we're going to go back to New York as they are still doing a presser with the police. They're asking questions about the shooting today. So let's go back and listen in on that.
Yeah, we know that there were three stations that the video wasn't working. We're still investigating
that
to see why or how those, whether it was a mechanical problem, electrical issue, why those videos weren't.
This guy sounds like Joe Pesci.
There was no issues with police radios.
Reports that one of the first officers on the scene said his radio wasn't working, and he told one of the teenagers there to call 911.
Yeah, so patrol officers, so officers who work topside, if you will, in patrol precincts, when they go down the station, they have to switch frequencies. It's a UHF versus VHF. So if they didn't switch the radio over to the VHF frequency, they would not be able to transmit down in the subway station. So it's user error. It wasn't a problem with the actual radio.
Bloomberg News. How many officers are assigned to the 36th Street station, and were there any officers in the station at all?
So we don't typically assign officers to subway stations. Officers patrol on a rotating basis. They ride trains. They come out. They patrol the stations. Patrol officers from the precincts stop, go down. They do station inspections. We've been doing that since January. So that station was patrolled several times today. There were no officers present in the station at the time of the shooting, but it had been patrolled several times on this calendar date prior to the shooting in the early morning hours.
Next question. What do we know about Mr. James and his local ties to New York City?
Tim? We know Mr. James has addresses in Wisconsin and Philadelphia. As far as New York, is still under investigation, but he's just a person of interest right now in this case.
When he entered the station, is he on video anywhere after the fact?
We know the shooter was entered the station on Kings Highway. So we're asking for anybody who knows from Kings Highway to 35th Street is 8 stops. Anybody who sees him with any information, please call Crime Stoppers.
All right, so I'm going to jump in because we're going to run out of time here in just a second. We're going to go through the bottom of the hour, bring on a couple of guests. But what you were listening to, obviously, was some of the police and the officials in New York as they were answering questions from different news outlets. A person of interest is Frank James. He is the person of interest. He's what appears to be a heavier black male, and they're sort of just giving out little bits and pieces and looking for as much information somehow, some way. The cameras, which are always on in the subways, were off that day, which, again, is very peculiar indeed. But you would think, again, I'm just making a total speculation, but you would anticipate this ends with this guy probably putting it in the gun in his mouth and pulling the trigger eventually, which, again, it seems like the what will be the end conclusion, but we'll find out. And again, I would think that people in New York have to be nervous right now. Right? I mean, if you're able to pull this off one time, you're potentially able to pull it off a second time. Now, I feel like the cops will close in on him eventually, but I mean, who knows what the same
thing is. Hey, Lee, you're not thinking like this is going to be another Summer of Sam type deal, do you? Or
no. No, here, but I mean, I just think that we're living in a different day and age where there's cameras everywhere, and eventually we'll track this guy down.
Right.
All right, music is playing. So listen, here's what we'll do. We've got guests coming up. Pretty much almost the entire time for the last 90 minutes. Good ones from the Heritage Foundation, from the Independent Women's Forum. And again, we'll chat about a number of different things, including the military and education and all of that, ladies and gentlemen. I wouldn't go anywhere. We're just sort of warming up. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Don't you dare change that dial. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Biden administration is announcing it plans to send another $750 million more in weapons to Ukraine. That adds to the $1.7 billion already in security assistance provided by the United States. This as inflation is continuing to soar higher than economists expected. New numbers out Tuesday show the consumer price index jumping 8.5% last month, the highest rate in 40 years. All this has the administration concerned, and President Biden, while speaking in Menlo, Iowa, says he's doing what he can to lower prices now.
I'm not going to wait to take action to help American families. I'm doing everything within my power by executive orders to bring down the price and address the Putin price hike.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. All these great radio stations across the entire country. I am so lucky. I have so many great friends over at the Heritage Foundation. And so right now, Brent Sadler is joining us, Senior Fellow for Navy Warfare and Advanced Technology, Center for National Defense. And we've got him through the Heritage Foundation. Brent, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you for having me on.
You've got an op-ed out right now titled, Is Joe Biden's New U.S. Navy Budget Legal? Tell me a little bit about this.
Oh, absolutely. So, senators, for like, as soon as this budget hit, it actually has the Navy shrinking by 2027, going down from 297 ships to 280, as the Chinese are rapidly going in the other direction. They're going to have 360 by that time frame, well above what we got. We're at 296, 297, right now. And, in 2016, Congress passed legislation that said, as soon as practical, a little bit too much wiggle room there, but set the goal legally for the Navy to grow to 355 ships, and we're nowhere near that.
There's a perception that we're the biggest, baddest cat on the block, and we are right now, but Navy vessels are being decommissioned or about to be decommissioned at an alarming rate, and as Americans, we should be genuinely concerned about this.
No, it's extremely uncomfortable because a ship can only be in one place at one time, and a ship usually only has one crew at sea because there's just not enough room for doubling up at sea. So the other thing about what a ship is, it's a home for the sailors. It's also where you learn to operate, to fight as a team. And when you have less ships, you have less ability to train and to get that sea experience that's going to win wars for us when it happens. And it takes 3 to 5 years to build a ship. It takes a decade to build an officer and a competent chief to fight a ship in conflict. So every ship that's taken off the line is also a training and a building up of that human capital that we're washing away. And that doesn't get enough voice.
Right. I think on top of what you're talking about, there's also this genuine or general mindset throughout this country that, yes, we may have less ships, less boats, less vessels, less military equipment, but our equipment is better. It's more technologically advanced. Is that true?
That lead has been shrinking for the last 15 years. The Chinese have been doubling down on their technological investments, and it's more than numbers from the Chinese. And they're getting better. Their weapons and their sensors are getting better. And they don't have to be as good as us. They just have to be good enough to win in a fight or to outnumber us and gang up on one of our ships. So we may be able to sink like one or two of theirs in an exchange, probably more. But every destroyer, for example, they take out, that's a significant percentage of the fleet's firepower. And as you get fewer and fewer ships, and we have a lot of missiles on there.
Right.
It's a lot of eggs in one basket, so you can't afford to lose any one of those baskets on our side. Chinese can afford to lose a few. That's what the benefit of those numbers in a naval battle means.
Brett Sadler is joining us, Heritage Foundation. During Reagan's administration, we had over 600 ships. Now we're down to almost 200. Should we be saying the sky is falling? Should we be ringing a general alarm of concern?
This is the scary part of this. So 2027, the Navy is, with this budget, if they adhere to it, which I hope Congress overrides it, and the President, any veto from the President is overridden by Congress. And thankfully, there's seemingly wide support to do exactly that. By 2027, the Navy shrinks to 280 ships. That same year, the threat from China is at its maximum. And this is a statement made just over a year ago by the Indo-Pacific commander. At the time, that was Admiral Davidson, and then his successor, the current commander out there in Hawaii, Admiral Aquilino. Both gentlemen would be responsible for fighting a war with China. And both of them said, every indication that they're seeing in the training, the preparation, and the investment that the Chinese are making are all pointing towards a confrontation by 2027.
Wow.
And that was seconded here at Heritage Foundation by Secretary Pompeo, who had also been director of the CIA. He also concurred with that. So it's not just a passing statement or publicity type stunt to say 2027. It actually is backed by a lot of hard intel and a lot of deep analysis. And yet we see coming out of the administration a reduction in our forces when we need to give the president more options.
Right. That's a scary thought, no question about it. Trump said he built the military up. Did he?
Not as fast as certainly me would like to have seen. I mean, there was a lot of talk about getting a bigger Navy, and there was a lot of investment. So, you know, to President Trump's credit and the folks that he had as Secretary Esper and Secretary of the Navy, they definitely were addressing long ignored investments in readiness. So training, upkeep, maintenance. So these things needed to get done. And if he had had a second term, it seemed like we were setting ourselves up for making bigger investments to grow the Navy,
right,
not shrink it like we're seeing right now. But we're years behind where we need to be, and it's not just the current administration. There's actually quite a lot of culpability on this that goes back years and years.
Right.
Trump's administration, it seemed like we were starting to bend the curve, but sadly, it seems like it's bending back the other way.
You know, this war we're having with progressives and the progressive mindset, this is a scary scenario that you're spelling out for everybody today, because this shows that we are, in fact, losing this fight, because the one thing that kept us the superpower that we are is the willingness to spend money on the military. Now, you can argue, we can all argue, whether or not we're spending too much on redundant programs or multiple layers of bureaucracy. I would certainly agree with anybody who's having that conversation. But I never want to go into a battle where we don't have the advantage going in. That's what we always have had, and that's what we always should be prepared to do, and we should do that.
Now, to be clear, we have a lot of advantages. We're just not playing them.
Right.
That's a problem. Sooner or later, if you don't play your advantage or bolster, build up and secure your advantages, you lose them. But the Chinese are not the Soviet Union. They're much worse, actually. In World War II, we could be freedom's forge. We had this massive industrial might, and quite frankly, no one really could compete with us in a longer-term war, and then we won. China has a massive industrial capacity, and no extensive action taken to isolate them economically or to try to cut off their resources is going to guarantee that they're not going to be the communist forge versus a forge of freedom that we were in World War II. So we have a big issue. We need to also build up our industrial capacity to sustain ourselves in a war. This gets into the logistics problems that we saw during COVID. We need to have better options and much more resilient supply chains as well.
You can read this piece by Brent Sadler. I appreciate him coming on. It's Joe Biden's new U.S. Navy budget illegal. You can go on to the Heritage website. I'll actually post it up on Facebook, and I'll throw it up on our website as well. Sir, I can't thank you enough for being a part of the show. I appreciate you carving out some time. I'm sorry that we misconnected early on, but I'm glad we got you on.
No, absolutely. Glad to have a chance to get the word out.
I appreciate it very much. We'll talk very soon. That was Brett Sadler from the Heritage Foundation. You can find out more about him at heritage.org. As I've said a million times on this show, we have a lot of great friends over at the Heritage Foundation giving us up to the second information on what's going on around the country and around the world as well. So we appreciate all of that. My name is Lee Elsie. A little bit more about me. You can find out more about me by going online, leeelsie.com. You can email me. Love getting emails from all over the country, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Once again, if you're tuning in looking for the one and only Wayne Allen Root, Wayne will be back here tomorrow night sitting right in this, well, not really in this seat. I'm in Connecticut. Wayne will be in his home studio of Las Vegas, but he will be back. I think Monday he had a big speech along with Donald Trump, so he'll give you all the details on all of that. All right, before we get to a break, just one final thought. So that last guest made me think. I told you guys, I think yesterday, I was talking to Stephen Bucci, also from the Heritage Foundation. And I am taking this amazing leadership class. It's basically a bunch of professors from the Colorado area who fly across the country, and they teach these classes to quote-unquote leaders in different communities, and ours is called the Charter Oak Leadership Program, which that's why we're in Connecticut. That's sort of a moniker for the state of Connecticut, and one of their great instructors literally gave us chapter and verse on what we had just talked about, how the military is essentially downsizing. And we don't think about this every day, but this is an ugly world, man. It's a dangerous place. And our enemies are getting stronger while we're getting weaker. This is something that should be very troubling to every single American who's listening to me right now. This is not a small deal. This is a big deal. And when we talk about making sure that generations that follow us have the opportunities that we have, or we have had, one of the mainstays in that has to be, we need to be the biggest, baddest cat on the block. We need to make sure militarily that nobody can square up with us, ever. Because if that happens, the world as we know it ends on that day. It does. And I'm convinced of that. We have to be that beacon of light, that freedom. And the way that we can be that is we have to be the biggest, baddest military. We have to be able to defend ourselves and beat any rival at all costs. All right, we've got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. 6-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And of course, half price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health here. Listen, if you're like me, I was on a yo-yo for 10 years, man. That is a lot of ups and downs. Lose 10, gain 20. Lose 20, gain 30. Felt bad, brain fog, bone on bone on my knees. But I got great news for you. I learned that every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. We need something that's simple, that's scientific, that's sustainable. And I found it. For 25 years, I've been the same shape and size. I rebuilt the cartilage in my knees. I reversed high blood pressure, and you can too. Hey, do you know that a typical woman loses 15 to 20 pounds of fat? A man loses 20 to 30 every 4 weeks. Be a skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All righty then, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. We're covering, as best we can, the situation in the subway over in New York. When any news breaks, we'll make sure we get that out to you immediately. Let me do a little rip and read some less than serious stuff. Maybe get your mind off the chaos of the world. The median age of the world's population is 29.6 years old. Half of the world's population is older and half of the world's population is younger. Japan has the highest median age, 46.3 years old. The African country of Niger has the lowest at 14.9. There are only two pairs of escalators in the entire state of Wyoming. They're both in Banks and Casper. Why is that? Why is Wyoming afraid of escalators? I don't know. That guy who used to hold up that sign, John 3:16, at football and baseball games in the 80s, guess what happened to him? He's now serving three, count them, three life sentences for taking a maid hostage at a hotel. Interesting. Did he kill that maid? Or, I mean, three life sentences for taking a hostage. I'm not advocating or condoning that, but that seems a little excessive. There must be another side story to that that I don't know about. The most effective cure for hiccups, according to doctors, is inserting a finger. Well, I'll let you finish that sentence. But if you got the hiccups, I guess give it a try. The first phone book was published in New Haven, Connecticut in 1878 and only had 50 numbers in it because only 50 people had phones in 1878. You know, 1878, you say it out loud and it sounds like a long time ago, and it was a long time ago, but you realize it was 150 years ago. Man, time is just flying. All right, in case you're curious, research says that mosquitoes are most attracted to the color red, not because of blood, but most frequently because it's often dark. Mosquitoes typically avoid lighter colors, so if you don't want to get bitten by a mosquito, wear a lighter color. And They're also attracted to the carbon dioxide that you breathe out. So if you're a heavy mouth breather, chances are mosquitoes are going to be looking for you. Marvel Comics saved a ton of money by arguing in court that says X-Men characters are mutants, not humans. Why does anybody care about this? Well, nobody out there probably does, unless, of course, you're working for Marvel Comics. Importing toys based on human beings means paying a tax rate almost double the rate of importing non-human toys. So apparently they saved a lot of tax dollars by saying that, well, I guess Wolverine is a mutant, not a human. The deepest hole humans have ever dug is only about 7.6 miles deep. The radius of the Earth is 3,959 miles. So, yes, we've literally scratched the surface of the planet. You think we're drilling way down. We're really not, which that is pretty remarkable to me. Every time you hit the space bar on your computer, an average of about 600,000 other people around the world do it at the exact same time. That's how many people are on their computers at once. That's remarkable, man. Do you believe in ghosts? 36% of the people out there say they do believe in ghosts. 37% believe in demons. 7% think werewolves are real. At 8% think that vampires actually exist. So psychics, by the way, 37% think that psychics are actually legit. Where do you come down on psychics? See, I've gone to these psychic reading events, you know, where you get into a room and they come out and they say, oh, is there somebody over here that just lost somebody named Pam or Joan or Fred? And then, you know, it turns into something really weird and miraculous to a certain extent. I don't know if I believe that. Like, I find it hard to believe, but you want to believe it because we all want to believe that there's something else. There's something else after this. You know, this celestial plane that we're living on every single day, we want to make sure that when we go, we don't really go, we just go someplace else. Because you really cannot get your mind around you not being around. There was a whole planet going on before you were born, and sadly, there'll be a whole planet happening after you're gone. It's depressing to think about, but it is, in fact, the way things actually are. So hopefully there is a place that we go to in the end. Nice. All right, let me take a quick break. We'll come right back. Joining me after the top of the hour, we'll talk to a very good friend of my morning show, Tony D'Angelo. That'll come your way next. Keep it here on the USA Radio Network.
If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.